our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men, have desired to see the things which you see and are not seeing them, and to hear the things which you hear and are not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our mass, and also our bidding us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord. Lord, our God, those who have been fallen asleep, pray upon them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The evangelist, apostle, pure disciple is blessing you with Solomon. Reading from the song of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God. God forever. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal.
Created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us made and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall not end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit.